Like to share with you this morning from a very familiar passage in dealing with the Lord's Supper, and that is Paul's letter to the church at Corinth in chapter 11. And he writes to them and he says, "For I have received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again.'" Jesus here is gathered with his closest friends and disciples to celebrate what would have been their last Passover together, before their beloved teacher would be arrested, tried, and crucified. It has been nearly 1,500 years since God instituted the Passover meal as a memorial for the children of Israel to remember when God passed over the land of Egypt, killing all the firstborn in the households who did not have the blood applied to their doorpost. As Jesus and his companions gathered, Jesus institutes a new feast of remembrance. As he partook of the bread and the juice, he tells them, "Do this in remembrance of me." Now, when Jesus uses that term, remembrance, he uses a very specific word that carries great significance for God's people. And we see this word scattered throughout the Old Testament, and it is the Hebrew word zakar, which is translated to remember. Oftentimes, when we think of a memory, it is purely a mental capacity that revolves around the retention of information. When we call something to mind, we think about something for just a brief moment, and that's the extent of our remembrance. But that isn't the case with the Hebrew culture. The word zakar means to actively remember, or remembering by purposeful action. The Hebrew culture was built around the concept that the experience is greater than the thought, and this was done very purposeful by their Heavenly Father, so that the things in which they were called to remember would be greater cemented into their thoughts and minds by integrating action with memory. Throughout the Old Testament, you'll find the phrase, "And the Lord remembered his covenant." Whether it was the covenant with Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob, it is always followed by some action done on the Lord's part to bring about his promise. In Exodus chapter 20, the people were commanded to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Again, this took action on their part, not just a fleeting memory. Zakar, the act of remembering, is the overwhelming concept of Deuteronomy chapter 6, God having so ingrained in their daily life that you can't help but to remember all that God has done for you, that you will teach your children his precepts. When you sit in your house, when you lie down, when you rise up, you write them on your frontals, and greatest of all, you write them on your hearts and minds. As we come together and gather around the Lord's table, I want to share with you a letter, another letter, this one written to the church at Sardis in Revelation chapter 3. And it says, "To the angel of the church in Sardis write, he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this, I know your deeds, and you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die, for I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of God. So remember what you have received and heard and keep it and repent. Therefore, if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief and you will not know what hour I am to come. But you have few people in Sardis who have not soiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes thus will be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." This here is Jesus, the Son of God, writing this to the church at Sardis. And I think it's important for us to share even today, remember what you have received and what you have heard and keep it. And that brings us here today. When Jesus said, "This is my body, which is for you, do this in remembrance of me." And he also said, "This cup, which is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, do this in remembrance of me." Our Father and God in heaven, we thank you, Lord, so much for this time which we can come before your throne and around your Son's table, Lord, to remember the death, burial, and resurrection, Lord, that you gave your only begotten Son, Lord, to come to this earth to live as one of us and to remain blameless and sinless, Lord, and go to that cross and die for our sins. And just please be with us, Lord, as we partake of these emblems which represent your body and your blood. Help us, Lord, to do so in a worthy manner. And help us, Lord, just to call to mind just all the things, Lord, which you have done for us and the great and glorious blessing your Son is to us, that is only through him and through his name, Lord, that we have salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.